When it's time to party, we will party hard.
What's going on, South Florida? Zach Huerta here on 790 The Ticket alongside Rashad Butler. What's up, Rashad? Oh, your microphone's not up. Nobody loves you around here. Nobody likes you, Rashad.
I'm back. Yes,
there
I am.
There you are.
Yes, sir. I am doing great.
Boy, I would love to type on this keyboard, but it is soaking wet. But you know what? In this day and age, I know what it is, so I'm cool with it, you know?
Okay.
A for effort. A for effort for wiping down the keyboard. It's okay. There's excess fluid everywhere. No big deal. What's up, Rashad? How you been, man?
I've been great.
How's your coronavirus quarantine going?
It is going good.
What are you doing? What are you watching?
What are you binging?
So
now I am on season 2 of Top Boy.
Okay.
So I found out that I was watching season 3, which was the latest one.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but you know what?
How do you do that?
So I'm actually glad I did it like that, because now I'm able to see all of the characters, and now I'm able to go back and see how all of those characters became who they are in season 3. So I'm actually fine with the way I did it.
I hate people who watch TV shows the wrong way.
Why?
Because, man, it's meant to be watched a certain way. It's meant to be watched how we watched it.
No.
You know? How about this? Like, any of you guys seen Game of Thrones?
No.
Yeah.
So you saw it all the way to the end?
No, but how I am watching it now? I saw episodes during like season 6, season 5, and season 4.
Okay, so you saw what happened to Jon Snow in the middle of the show, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, the big reveal of that, the big episode, and I don't want to ruin it for anybody, happened at the end of a season, Rashad.
Okay.
So people had to wait a year plus for the resolution of that episode.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, 10 seconds.
That makes sense.
Next episode. No, because you don't experience it how I experienced
okay, but,
it.
Binge
watching is not the same as watching it one per week.
That's the point, because I feel like a lot of people, when they binge watch, they want to get it all at once. So unless you watched the series or the episodes like in sequential order when they came out, then I think it makes sense. But if someone is binge, I guess, watching during this time that we're in quarantine time, they want results right away.
Yeah, some shows are just not meant to be binged, you know.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Like, you know, screw you people who watched Game of Thrones binge. I suffered in real time all 7 seasons, man, or all 8 seasons, whatever, however many seasons it was.
You know what? That's fair, because I feel the same way about Power. Like, I watched season 1 of Power all the way until this past season. So I have a lot of friends now that never really got into Power around the same time I got into Power, and a lot of them are watching it now. And I get it, because I'm like, listen, we have to wait like a full summer in between every season, but you guys just binge watch it all the way through.
That's right. That's good.
Yeah, no, listen,
nah,
I get it.
That means they have a life.
Here's what I started, Westworld.
Okay.
It is really confusing.
Hmm.
It is very confusing.
Did you watch season 1?
I'm on the 8th episode of season 1.
Okay.
And like and I hate to say it, it's mm-hmm. starting to lose me a little bit.
Uh-oh.
You know, I'm trying to be honest with myself, because okay. I like the premise of the show. I like Western stuff. I like the Wild Wild West. I'm really into that.
Uh-huh.
And that's a part of the show, a big part of the show. But like, there's just so many different things going on that I just don't understand. And one of the creators of it is, I think, Jonathan Nolan, one of the Nolan brothers. You know the movies those guys have done?
No.
I believe they did. I think Christopher Nolan, his brother, did all the Batman movies.
Okay.
The 3 big Batman movies.
Nice.
Inception.
Okay, yes, I saw that.
Interstellar.
Never seen that.
Well, Interstellar is a mind bleep,
okay.
Just like Inception is.
Okay.
And they have this new movie coming out next year called Tenet, T-E-N-E-T. And it looks like another mind bleep.
Okay.
So that's the kind of directors the Nolans seem to be. They just like to mind bleep with you. So feel free to text in 67974. I mean, am I going to get some satisfaction at the end of season 1 of Homeland? I'm sorry, of Westworld, because I'm very lost in the show right now. I'm very lost. Very, very lost.
Are you going to continue getting lost?
That's what I want to know, because I'm not really down for that. Like, you got to give me, you know what, like Lost, the show Lost. Any of you guys watch Lost?
Yes.
That's a long time.
One of the worst TV show endings ever.
I agree.
Ever. But, like, what I think happened in that show is they just kept throwing weird things into that show that made no sense and then never answered any of them.
I hate that.
They were just like, well, everybody was dead the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert. Great show the first, like, three seasons. Then they just like, oh, there's alternate dimension. Oh, like, there's the smoke man or whatever. Yeah. I was like, what are we doing on this show?
Now, question. Do you like shows that go a while without making, like, the next season?
No, I hate that.
Well, you know what? I only like it only if they keep the same characters and I'm able to see the characters grow up. Like, for instance, right now with Top Boy. So, Top Boy Summer House.
I'm the one who informed you that.
You did.
The third season was, like, 6 years after the second season.
So Top
I've
Boy,
never seen that before.
So, Top Boy Summer House is episode was seasons one and two. Into one, like it goes right into the next one. So mm-hmm. those I think took place in 2011 and 2013, and I like it because you're able to see the kids that they used in the first season grow up in the second season, and then you wait, I want to say maybe another 6 years, and you see the kids even become grown, like grown people.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
like, you know, I there's a show that I really liked, Sherlock.
Okay,
on BBC. And also Luther with Idris Elba on BBC. Great shows. But, like, the actors got so big that they stopped doing, like, a season every year.
Uh-huh.
And that was annoying, you know? Like, can we get some consistency here, please?
Mm-hmm.
My viewing pleasure trumps anything else going on in your life, sir. But, you know, Idris Elba became a big actor in the midst of Luther. And then in Sherlock was Benedict Cumberbatch. Do you know who he is? He plays Doctor Strange.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, he's a huge actor now.
Yeah, he is.
He played played Smaug in the Lord of the Rings.
I did not know that.
Oh, the dragon?
Yes.
Oh my. In the break, you have to do this. Google, and remember, I told you to watch Love is Blind, and I was right. Right, Rashad?
It's funny.
It's a great show.
It's funny.
In the break, or if you're at home listening or you're not driving, watch Google or YouTube Benedict Cumberbatch Smaug, and it's him slithering on the floor like a dragon.
Oh, I've seen that. Yes.
So good.
No, it is. I've seen that.
So good. Like, that is really good acting.
No, it is.
Right there. Yeah, so I need 67974. Please let me know if Westworld eventually stops mind bleeping me. Please let me know. Before we do anything else, hopefully we'll have Will Mantle on at 720. I got him to confirm that yesterday. I haven't heard back from him today, but we'll plan for that anyways. But before we do anything else, Rashad, let's get to your 6 o'clock headlines.
AM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
And what? I'm doing your headlines.
You are, Vlad.
Yes, I am. Your headlines brought to you by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. At dashboard, learn more at indeed.com. Hire.
Okay.
Now let's get to your headlines. NFL news. Sean Payton, first victim.
First NFL victim.
First
right?
NFL victim.
Yeah.
To be diagnosed with the
COVID-19.
COVID-19.
I like calling it COVID better.
I like the COVID too, man. Yeah. We were talking it out there. I kind of like calling it, you know, can't call it the virus.
I had a corona over the weekend.
Can't call it the virus because people might get confused.
I had a Corona over the weekend.
You did?
I was like, you know
special
what?
Line?
You know what, Corona company? Kudos to you.
Cheers up.
You know? You guys are losing business for no reason. Just like the rest of us are, though.
That is true.
Yeah. Damn right.
And other news. Bye-bye Todd Gurley. Bye-bye Clay Matthews as the Los Angeles Rams release both players due to salary cap.
Yeah, man. All those expensive deals they signed a few years ago coming back to bite them in the ass now. They're trying to shop Brandon Cooks as well.
Yeah, I understand that, but you know what? If they won that Super Bowl, nobody would be bitching and complaining right now.
That's
no
true.
Doubt. I agree with you.
So they didn't. So yeah. They lost. I mean, that you got to eat that. But, I mean, I think everybody taking shots at them. Yeah, the contracts look bad, but if they won, nobody would be saying anything.
I'm surprised they couldn't get anything for Todd Gurley. I know they would have to give up a high draft pick, but like maybe you could get another player in return. I don't know.
Well, you know what? I have no problem with what they did a few years ago because that was a team that they saw their window and they actually was able to get to the window, but they just weren't able to finish the deal. So, I mean, I think all the moves they made at the time, it made sense and it did pay off. It just didn't pay off in the way that they hoped it would pay off.
Right. It, I mean, that's it. Yeah. I mean, they got to the ultimate goal. They Correct. Just didn't execute it. That's mm-hmm. all.
I agree.
Yeah. So
you could thank your head coach, Miami Dolphins fans.
Do you think that the Dolphins, I don't want to use the word regret signing Jordan Howard, but maybe they wish they had waited?
No.
To see if Todd Gurley was available?
No.
You'd rather have Jordan Howard than Todd Gurley?
Right now, yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't think I would.
I'd rather the guy.
But you know what? It's closer than it was a year ago.
I'd rather the guy that's less injured and was in a tandem in Philadelphia last season.
Mm-hmm. He did get hurt last year, though.
He did get hurt, but he did produce when he wasn't hurt. You know, ran for almost 4.5 yards a carry, gave you almost 1,000. What was it, 850?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was him being hurt. Gurley, they had to put him on a carry count. There's no carry count for Howard, is there?
Not that I know of.
No, but I don't think he's going to be a bell cow type running back.
Yeah, same
but
here.
I don't think Gurley can be a bell cow, the bell cow type running back for you guys. Right?
What I said on the radio was that signing Jordan Howard means to me that the Dolphins are still going to go after one of the big hogs in terms of the running backs.
Yeah, I can see that because to me, I think Jordan Howard is going to be your first and second down back. And then I think if you get a guy like J.K. Dobbins, now you have a guy that can catch passes out of the backfield.
Or who's the other guy that's coming out? Swift?
Yes.
Yeah, he can do the same too. So.
Exactly.
What else we got there, Vlad? What else is going on in the world of headlines?
Sources are saying NFL teams put coronavirus clauses in deals.
Oh, yeah, as they should.
That makes sense.
So.
Or like, you know, physicals, right?
Yes.
Right.
Probably and those types of clauses.
Speaking of physicals. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers agreed on the doctor to perform his Olivia Newton-John physical in New York. The deal has not been signed yet. There's still some communication that they're trying to work out, but it appears to be handled very shortly. But, yes, Brady and the Buccaneers have agreed on a doctor to perform the physical in New York, and I think it happened today, so... Those are your headlines.
All right. Also, this just came out 2 minutes ago from Adrian Wojnarowski. 3 members of the Sixers staff have tested positive for the coronavirus.
Okay.
There you go. Did you hear the State of the Union address by Adam Silver yesterday with Rachel Nichols?
No, I missed it.
I did.
We got to see if we have any of that sound. We'll look that up in the break. Also, I'm going to read your text. A lot of people texting about Westworld, and I appreciate it because I have no idea what the hell that show is.
No, I told you. I told you. Still going to, till the end, season one, it's going to be a, you know.
But do they answer things? I can't take it when you throw random things out there and you don't answer them.
But you know what? It's a show you need
like,
to watch.
Did anybody ever find out what the black smoke was in Lost?
No.
No.
Why was there a polar bear on the island? 20 years later, those questions are still unanswered, Vlad.
Well, hey, I still want to know what happened to Tony and the Dinah.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. I'll never know.
That's very true. All right, 67974, feel free to text us in. We'll see if we have any of that. Adam Silver sound. He was excellent yesterday. Zach Duarte, Rashad Butler here on 790 The Ticket. Watch these rat niggas get all up in your guts. French vanilla, butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched. Back here on 790 The Ticket. Alongside Rashad Butler, we got Vlad Louisand with us on the other side. No Manuel today, huh?
Yeah.
No Manuel. Finale.
Gonna miss his high-pitched voice.
That was classic, man, the other night. Man, that
he
was...
He gave Beasley the talk.
Man, that was hilarious.
Hey, Beasley.
Hey, Manuel from 790.
The last doing his headline. Hey, Adam.
That's all you hear in the background.
Ready to go on the air.
That's all you hear.
Tom Brady signed with the Buccaneers.
Oh, my.
Right there in the middle of that.
Unbelievable. We're going to play some Adam Silver sound here in just a second. Asking you guys to text in the show to let me know if Westworld will stop bleeping with my brain. I want to read some of these responses here. Someone texted in, Westworld is a must-see.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm watching it right now, but... No, it's only it's like dating. Like I don't want to be messed around with. You know, let's get straight to the point here. You know, let's get straight to the point.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
You got no time for foreplay?
I got a little time, but 8 episodes that are an hour each. Yo, buddy, where's the payoff, man? Where's the payoff? Let's see. Stick with it, Zach. It's similar to Breaking Bad, the first season. I mean, even that, you got payoff. Like, right away, they start making drugs, like, the third episode of that show. You know, in good the trailer point. In his underwear in the desert. Someone says season 2 and 3 suck, not worth it. I mean, the first episode of season 3 just came out the other day, so I don't know how you can have that opinion. I know that the guy who played Aaron Paul plays Jesse Pinkman in Breaking Bad. He's in Westworld season 3.
Huh.
I know. Okay. I've seen the you know the previews and so forth. Someone says gotta watch Altered Carbon on Netflix.
Yes,
it's a mind bleep show type, but followable. The idea behind the show and how in the future they achieve immortality. Did I tell you about? So I did watch like the first 8 episodes of that show, 7 or 8, and then I found out that Joel Kinnaman was not coming back for season 2.
No, it's great. What they do is it's almost like a.
I mean, don't ruin it for me.
It's almost like a True Detective every season.
And I know how they can just move on from from the actor, because I know what they do with the people in the show.
Right. So it's great. This season 2 was Anthony Mackie.
But I like Joel Kinnaman.
That's great. Season 2, Anthony Mackie does a great job.
And then it's
more detailed.
The thing is, I'm going to have to go back and like, where the hell did I leave off, you know?
No.
You know what I do like? I like the butler in the hotel.
Oh, Poe.
He's funny.
Yes.
It's like a virtual butler.
Okay.
But, not a real butler, but he's like a big character in the show.
He pisses you off in season 2.
Oh, no. I love Poe.
No. It's you have to watch it. Okay. But I love season 2.
All right.
But it's one of those shows that you guys were discussing earlier. Season 1 was in 2018, so season 2 happened 2020.
Yeah.
With all the, obviously, CG they got to do.
Plus Mackie's busy being Captain America now.
Yeah, he's the new Captain America.
Yeah, like they were filming his Captain America show.
Right, but that's why I think, because I like the guy that was season 1 that played
Joel Kinnaman. Right?
Yeah, Joel Kinnaman. Yeah. I liked him too. I thought he was coming back for season 2. I was shocked when Anthony Mackie was the guy in season 2, but you kind of understand it and you kind of see where it's going on, where they can change the lead actor every season.
When I read the headline, I was that Joel Kinnaman wasn't coming back. I was like, oh, dude, I hate when shows do that.
But put it this way. The main character was Asian, and Joel Kinnaman, it's a white dude playing an Asian guy.
It's hard to explain that, Rashad. Do not take that at face value.
Yeah. And now Anthony Mackie is a black guy playing an Asian guy.
Because basically the idea of the show is they can bring your consciousness back to life in another body.
Hmm.
Right? What do they call it? Sleeves?
Sleeves.
Sleeves.
Interesting.
So they just like plug your consciousness into somebody's body.
And if you're rich, it's
immediate. You can live forever.
Like immediately.
Because you just get another sleeve. Yeah. So, yeah, that is a good show. Someone says, I'm a Westworld fan. It's a continuous mind bleep. Season 1 is outstanding. Season 2 slightly tails off, but it's still quality. Westworld is a complete puzzle. It takes YouTube experts to explain it. I haven't thought about searching out YouTube. Like, who wants to do that, right, to get the explanation? But then here's the difference of watching Westworld. This is what we talked about in the beginning of the show. I'm just chewing it up and swallowing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even swallowing. I'm just chewing it up. Boom. You know? When you watch it week to week, you get to chew it, you get to digest it, you get to taste it, you get to let it marinate, and you get to, from week to week, you have a whole week to go back and see what happened, read a review online, da-da-da. Here I'm just, next, and I don't know what the hell's going on. Because I'm like, okay, I guess they'll explain that later, you know? somebody else had a... Westworld, you have to rewatch episodes to fully understand what's going on.
Ooh, see, I hate that.
Who does that?
I hate that.
Who's rewatching an episode?
Yeah, I hate that because a lot of episodes nowadays are anywhere from 50 to an hour long. So it's like, yeah, I don't want to do that, man.
Oh, look at this text. Is this true? It says Marshawn Lynch is in season 3 of Westworld, so automatically a must watch.
You already know I'm watching that.
Is that true?
I don't know. I got to check it.
Please Google that for me, Vlad. There's no way that Marshawn Lynch, he didn't even talk.
He does talk. What's wrong with you?
He doesn't say much. Protect your chickens.
He does talk.
Protect your
chickens. Oh, my God,
Marshawn
Lynch is in Westworld.
He is?
Okay.
There we go. Okay. All right, 679-74 is where you could text in the show. So, Rashad, yesterday, Adam Silver addressed kind of, you know, he had an interview with Rachel Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
She did a great job asking him the pertinent questions. Obviously, I think we all want to know when we're going to have some basketball, right?
Correct.
So Adam Silver addressed a lot of the questions that we all have. So let's play some sound for you here. This is Adam Silver on ESPN saying that they're trying to find new ways to have games.
We all have to be thinking collectively at what the right balance is. When will it be okay to sort of come back out of our homes and say it's time to reengage with each other? And as I said, when I look at the options, maybe we can do this incrementally. The first step isn't games with, you know, thousands of people in the arenas, but maybe it's just games. I consider those fans who, you know, watch on television or whatever device they have are fans just in the same way people are in the arena. And maybe even through new kinds of technology, there's ways that fans can be virtual, that they can react to plays on the court and make noise in the arena. I don't know. You know, sometimes out of even the worst crisis comes opportunity.
That was Adam Silver yesterday. Let me say something about this, too. He is doing a great job.
I think so.
He is doing a really good job. First of all, the NBA, and because one of their players literally tested positive while almost playing in a game, was the first league to shut everything down.
Mm-hmm.
And every other league followed suit. The NBA was the trendsetter. So if there's a case, Rashad, where there's no basketball the way we know it, mm-hmm. for several months, I have full faith in Adam Silver finding a way to get us something.
I agree. I can see that.
They talked about it, and we will talk about this in a little bit because he did address it. But the NBA is the trendsetter, okay? Like, the NCAA is – they follow everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
The NCAA didn't cancel games first, didn't suspend this. It was the NBA. The NBA is a trendsetter. Everybody else is following suit. Let's play some more. This is Adam Silver yesterday. He was asked if he knows or has an idea of when games will resume.
I honestly don't know, just because I don't have a good enough sense of how long a period this is going to be. As I said, I mean, even the fact that we were using the word hiatus just a week ago, and that sort of the implication was a short amount of time. I think I said last Thursday, not less than 30 days, just to give some guidance to our teams and players. But at this point, I really don't know.
You know what's interesting is, remember a week ago, or remember 8 days ago, Rashad, we're talking about, like, oh man, it's going to be so weird without fans there.
Yeah.
Now we're like, can we please get games?
Correct.
Even if there's nobody there?
There's games.
Huh?
There's old games you can watch it free on NBA.com and NFL.com.
I talked about this yesterday. I don't do that.
Yeah, same here.
I don't do that. I don't like leftover food.
Time out. Yeah. You've never had the NFL Network on, and he just happened to be having a Super Bowl or a Sunday night game. And
I can't say I have, man.
Well, listen.
Being honest with you.
I think in that aspect, yes, but during a time like now, like, listen, that's only going to keep me, I guess, occupied for maybe like one game. Then after one game, I'm going to be like, okay, man, like,
right.
I got to do something else.
Day 18 of this quarantine, you're going to be watching those games.
Nah, I'm not. Trust me, I'm not, man. I just can't do that. Like, listen, I cannot binge watch, like, old NBA or NFL games.
Right.
I just can't.
You know, maybe.
I mean, maybe one, but that's it.
Maybe if, like, game six of the 2013 NBA
exactly.
Finals
like,
was on.
One, like I said, one game.
But I have no interest in Super Bowl 41.
Right.
I know what happens already.
Yeah, but you would watch 2006, 2012, and 2013, wouldn't you?
I'd watch maybe one of the games.
Man, please. Know? They had the NBA Finals on. You watch all games from 2006.
I couldn't do it, man.
By the way,
I couldn't do it.
I need your guys' help, by the way. Sidebar here for a second. There was a sports center anchor today.
Antoine. Her?
No. Oh. No, she was on like 12 o'clock. Blonde.
Mm.
I need your guys' help, man.
She's hot?
Oh, she's so beautiful.
Okay.
Is she new?
I don't know. I never seen her before.
She might be new.
She may be new.
But, like, somebody please find me who that was. Please, because I need to slide into those DMs. Please.
But you won't.
Oh, no, I will.
Uh-oh.
You're going to infect it with the virus?
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, horrible. Man, look at you.
I love it.
Yeah, we call it virus Z.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I always say, take your shot, because you never know. You never know.
Maybe she needs some vitamin Z.
That was catchy right there. I see what you did.
That's one that I use. That's one I use on the regular.
I like that one.
You hit that from. It was almost logo. That was almost a logo three. I'll give you that one.
Listen, I've used that line for a long time.
Oh, you know what? Then You should have never said that.
I agree.
Take all points and, you know, all credit away.
All right, let's go back here to some Adam Silver sound. This is Adam Silver on ESPN talking about potentially shifting the league calendar.
Regardless of whether we had been going through all this, it's something that the league office, together with our teams, has been spending a lot of time on. And we have a lot of our team owners who are technologists, media mavens by background. And so it's something that committees of owners and league officials have been working on a lot, especially over the past year or so.
Yeah, this is something that I talked about last week, like 2 days before the coronavirus hit, is that I think the NBA should transition to a permanent move where the season starts in early December, mm-hmm. and you'll have the NBA Finals finishing late July when its only competitor for ratings is Major League Baseball. The problem then is you have the draft and summer league in September-ish or August-ish, which I don't think is really a problem, but, you know, some teams.
Well, I mean, listen, I don't think it's a problem in August, but I think once you start to get into September, then that may be a problem of some sort.
What's going to be a problem?
Well, like the draft.
Why would that be a problem, though? It's always a week after the regular season or the NBA Finals,
well,
anyways.
Again, like I said, if it's in August, I don't think it's going to be a problem. But if you're talking about pushing it into the start of the NFL, that's going to be a problem because, I mean, we know everyone always tunes into, like, the opening night of NFL, like a Thursday mm-hmm. or like that.
Yeah.
I mean, week one, like, people go crazy for that.
Yeah, but week one of the NFL season is, like, September.
Yeah. I mean, you did say September. If it does go that far.
Yeah, but like, what do you have, Summer League competing against? Like, okay. All right. We're only watching Summer League in July anyways because there's nothing else but baseball.
That is true.
Oh, wow. No more Summer League?
It would be Fall League.
Nobody's watching Fall League.
Nobody's really watching it anyways, though.
Somebody's watching Summer League because nobody's watching baseball at that time.
Okay, but so you'll have more eyes watching NBA Finals than you will Summer League.
Really?
Yes.
Don't you think people, listen, there's one thing families forget. People are forgetting about in the summer. That's families. That's family time.
It's family.
Kids are out of school. Kids are going to go on vacation.
Kids are out of school now.
Well, that's because of a virus.
The world is changing, bro.
Yeah,
change with it, man.
Guess
change
what?
With it.
Nah, man.
Kids ain't ever going back to school.
Nah, I like my summer, man. I don't want to be.
I feel bad for parents, bro.
Oh, my God. I feel bad for everyone. But I need my summer, man. I need my summer to vacate. I need my summer to go to Vegas. Pool parties. I can't do that if the NBA Finals was going on.
That is true.
You can do pool parties in Vegas.
No, you can't. You can't.
I forgot about that.
But fam, if you're in Vegas, if you're folk, we can't do that.
That is true. He's right.
If the Heat somehow get into the finals, are you going to be in Vegas?
No.
No.
I'll be in Vegas in August.
No, you won't.
Yeah, well.
No, you won't.
That's when I'll take time off.
No.
The finals will be over.
You're going to have to get ready to go to training camp.
That is true.
And Kane's camp.
That is true.
August? No.
That is true.
I'll send you. See, here's the thing about me, Vlad. Here's the thing about me is I take vacation whenever the hell I want.
Not in this current state of sports where we're in.
Not right now because nobody can go anywhere. But I have never made my vacation for the most part around the sports calendar.
I know, but guess what? Yeah. If sports does happen to go into the summer, if the NBA
that's
does
gonna
resume
be
in the summer.
It's not going to affect me because I vacation whenever I want anyways.
It may affect you, bro.
I think so. No. I think it may.
And as a matter of fact, I was always not taking vacations in July anyways because that's when I got the most shifts because other people were taking off.
Uh-huh. But now
it wasn't me.
But now you're going to be covering playoff games and playoff practices.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, and
you're
going to have to cover.
Still going on my trips,
and
man.
You're still going to have to cover training camp.
I got you.
That is true, because training camp.
I got you.
When, up until they like, Vlad's getting a lot of hours.
Vlad's hours are.
yeah.
Let's play one last clip here from Adam Silver. We talked about this earlier, Rashad. This is Adam Silver talking about a potential one-off charity game.
And one of the things we've been talking about, are there conditions in which a group of players could compete, you know, and maybe it's for a giant fundraiser or just for the collective good of the people that you take a subset of players, and is there a protocol in which they can be tested and quarantined or isolated in some way, and then they can compete against each other just because, again, people are stuck at home, and I think they need a diversion. They need to be entertained. And I just add to that point, one of the thoughts I've heard from, you know, several of our teams, and something I've been thinking about a lot is, you know, to the extent we were the first to shut our league down, in what way can we be a first mover to help restart the economy?
I don't know if I like a charity basketball game.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Wait
man.
A minute. You guys are horrible people.
No, here's
man.
The thing. It's not the charity part of it that I don't like. Correct. It's like, do you think these guys are really going to – like, I know they're jonesing to play, but
mm-hmm.
– and if there's going to be a rest of the regular season and or playoffs, are these guys really going to – after having not been A, working out, or B, playing any type of basketball except for themselves in their quarantined arena in their house,
mm-hmm.
they're going to go out and play a basketball game? Like, well, that doesn't mean anything?
Well, okay, well, here's my thing.
They can just give their money.
My thing is, I don't think the problem so much would be with the players. I think the problems will be with the coaches and ownership. Because, I mean, now you're risking players potentially getting hurt. And, again, I understand, like, a charity game, they may not play hard. But still, like, I mean, you have guys out there playing basketball. And mm-hmm. there's always a sense or a risk of injury if that happens.
Man, Mike Tannenbaum just always makes himself look worse and worse and
he's
worse.
He's the worst.
I liked him being on in the regular season. I liked him because he kind of gave you insight, like the front office insight, what they're thinking, what their relationship between the coach and the GM is. But when it comes to like evaluating decisions on building a team, oh, he's the same guy on TV.
He is.
You know what his number one thing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to do since getting Tom Brady is? Number one, their number one thing that they need to do, sign Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I saw that.
What? Why? They already have Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and O.J. Howard.
Well, you know what? I think the reason he said that because it has been rumored that Tom Brady is, I guess, pitching for A.B. to potentially join the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, he is, I guess, stating to Bruce Arians and their management to bring Antonio Brown in because reports, I guess, say that him and Antonio Brown, AB, have a really good relationship off the field.
I don't care.
No, listen, I'm with you. Listen, I am with you 100%, man.
You know, how is that number one? How about, like, Tampa Bay has terrible running backs?
Well, I think Tampa Bay needs to get better on the offensive line and, like you said, at the running back
position. Isn't that better than adding a third good wide receiver?
I agree.
Like,
it should be.
It's not like they have the Patriots wide receiver. Mohamed Sanu and his bum ass.
At least Sanu alone, man.
You like how I brought that
one? I did, man.
Oh, my gosh. We got to talk about this. On the other side, Rashad.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's making their triumphant return to this radio station tomorrow. And I'm not about it.
Wait, somebody. Wait a minute.
I'm not about it. We'll talk about it next here on 790 The Ticket. Starting up a little Twitter beef over here. You know who's making their triumphant return to these airwaves tomorrow, boys?
Ooh.
Think of who's been out for a little while.
Well, I mean, I work at night, so I have no idea.
You don't listen to the rest of the radio station?
No. I really
crazy?
Don't.
Why?
What?
Why?
Why?
Why what?
Well, why?
Why would I listen to the rest
of
the
radio? We got great shows on all day, dude.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Our boy Monroe this week has been filling in for somebody.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
Why? What's wrong with Zaz?
I mean, you know.
Zaz has
COVID-19?
I'm not confirming that.
Oh, was he with the mayor?
You know, he's. This is no secret because they've been broadcasting it on their show and then bringing Zazzo to provide updates every show.
Mm-hmm.
But Zazzo's been out this week.
Wait, wasn't it?
I believe not Monday. I think he was in Monday.
He's been out a lot. In recent weeks.
Well, you know.
The day he was supposed to play Monroe.
He's one of the most tenured people here, so he's got a lot of time off.
Time out. The day he was supposed to pay our boy Brian his crown for a bet from the three-point contest, mm-hmm. the NBA All-Star.
Has he paid that yet?
He finally did.
Well, by the way, Zach still hasn't paid.
Yo, what's up with
Brian
that, Zach?
And I.
Yeah, there's nothing open right now, man.
Come on, Zach.
There's some bottles downstairs.
Yes.
They're giving out. You might as well go cop it now.
30% off.
I gotta be more frugal these days.
He said 30% off.
Now you wanna be frugal?
Who's being 30% off?
Downstairs.
He said 30% off.
They're gonna be closed for 30 days. So
on any liquor you want, downstairs, 30% off. Oh. He said.
Oh damn.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to cop me some 30% off alcohol.
Yeah, you can pay up your bet.
You mean us?
Why 30? Why 30? Why not 50?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah. Amen. You think I can bargain? Bargain with them down there?
I think you can.
Go ahead.
I mean, they can't waste it. I mean, they don't want to waste the alcohol.
That is true.
So somebody's making his triumphant return to the radio station tomorrow.
Yes, he's been missing for quite some time.
He tweets out 8 minutes ago, 11 minutes ago. I got to update my Twitter here. Zaslow says, hot tip, I will make my triumphant return to Zaslow and Amber tomorrow at 10 a.m. #ZNA. To which I quote retweet, did you get your negative coronavirus test results back yet? To which he responds, yo, don't worry about that.
Ooh.
To which I respond, yo, broadcast from home.
I love it. I love the back
and sorry,
forth.
I'm sorry. Like, is this a good idea?
Nah.
Ooh, I agree. I don't think it is.
And by the way, it's Friday. Why come back?
That's true.
Well, you probably only have a certain amount of days off, first of all.
Okay. It's just a Friday, bro. You already taken 2 days off. You might as well make it a whole weekend.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know, Zaz. I don't know if I like this. I don't know if I want to be in the studio tomorrow.
Nah, well, luckily you're not.
No, I am tomorrow.
Why?
So we're doing these heat replays tomorrow, and I'm like the one introducing the game and halftime and yeah.
Really? What, yeah. You give halftime scores from a game from 4 years ago?
Yep.
So what game? Okay, so what game is on tomorrow night?
Well, so the Heat games that we're replaying,
okay,
are all from this year. We're not replaying any Heat game. Well, that was the Heat. That was not us.
Come on, Heat.
That was the Heat. That was not us.
Give me some Big Three era.
I mean, I'm with it.
I am too.
I'm definitely with it.
And I think everybody is. Come on, Heat. If you're listening, Big Three era.
I think tomorrow I'm not 100% sure.
It's been the best Heat game so far.
I think tomorrow we're replaying the game against the Bucks in the beginning of the season.
The second game of the season?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not 100% certain.
They
would. I can tell you certain games that – all right, I'll tell you one game you got to play back.
Okay.
Dallas, the game against Dallas.
Which one? Home or road?
In Dallas.
Okay, in Dallas.
In Dallas.
Okay, I like that one.
That was Heat had a big lead, right?
No, Dallas had a big lead, and Heat came back.
Oh, okay.
Or was it – no, it was the other way around. Heat had a big lead.
That's usually how it is with the Heat.
And then, but he won, I think, in overtime.
Yes. Yes, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, that
was very, and that Luka got hurt in the first minute.
Luka got hurt. The yes. Toronto win,
yeah,
on the road, that's another good one.
I'm going to guess we're going to only replay wins.
I'm guessing too.
I don't understand.
That would make sense.
What loss would we want to replay?
Right.
The Lakers loss? The Clippers loss? The Knicks loss? The Nets loss?
Just saying.
No, I think you're going to replay wins.
Yeah, I think so too.
So that's two right there. At Dallas, at Toronto. We need a good one at home. Sacramento on my birthday.
Listen.
That was a good overtime one.
You know, how about the Atlanta one at home? When Trae Young was like, it's over or whatever.
That's another good one. That's
a good
four.
One.
That's
yeah,
four
I forgot
right
about
there.
That one.
You know, Texas, why don't you have the Texas text which game they would like to hear back from the season? And then we can give
679-74. Feel free to text it in. Which Miami Heat game should be replayed on our airwaves? I'm trying to think of the games this season. Any of the 76ers games good?
Oh, the one when Kendrick went off.
Which one was that?
That was at Philly. I think the one that they beat, they won at Philly because they lost the first game in Philly and then they won the second one.
Yeah, I remember they lost the first game against Philly because that was Riptide. That was when the Canes lost
yes.
to FIU and the Heat lost to.
But they got screwed because they were playing a back to back. They had played at home that Friday night and then they went to Philly.
No, they had played on the road. I'm looking at it right now.
Was it
on the road against Chicago, back to back on the road against Philly?
That's right, because that was the Jimmy reunion tour.
Yeah.
Because he was going back to Chicago and then going to Philadelphia. And I believe they didn't get to Philadelphia until very late that Saturday morning.
Let's see. Let me read this text. Duarte, you made fun of me last night for texting about a Heat replay from this season, but I hear you talking about a Dolphins replay right now. Hypocrite. I'm not talking about a Dolphins replay, and I made fun of you last night because you texted in six times. You felt the need to text the show six times that the Heat game was being replayed on something that's not affiliated with us, which is Fox Sports. The company I work for is replaying a Heat game, not a Dolphins game. So, yes, I'm doing my job in promoting what we're playing last night. That also, I'm like the pre- and post-game host for as well. So, yeah, have a little context with your text there.
No, I really want to know how you're going to do the... in the pre and post for this game.
Well, the weather tonight is, I don't know, man. I really don't know. I haven't even thought about this yet, man. Super weird. All right, man. Zaz is coming back tomorrow. That's great.
Woohoo.
I'm sure we're all pumped for that.
I just want to know if Zaz get his money back for the WrestleMania tickets.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll have to hear about it tomorrow on the show. I'm sure that will be something they talk about tomorrow on the show. Everything, because they canceled Pearl Jam, too. They canceled Pearl Jam and WrestleMania. So, you know, Zazzle's world is in shambles right now. Like, what else does Zazzle have?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, he has kids, but, you know.
Yeah.
Really, man?
67974 is where you could text in the show. Feel free to text us in. We'll see if I still haven't heard from Will Manso. I'm assuming he's going to be on the show at 720. So, other than that, we'll update you on what your headlines are. We'll give you all the updates in free agency, tell you who's the latest to test positive for coronavirus, all that in the 7 o'clock headlines. We'll do that next. Zach Dwartz, Rashad Butler here on 790 The Ticket.